Okay, we're starting. So we're holding the Nadalim and Aleph, halfway down the page, of Kachol Ya'ansi Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah said, they would write that the woman would stay Bebesi and be supported as long as she was Megar Malachasai Bebesi. That's down to the Ashihud would write, so they added an option for the Yerushim to pay out the Ksuba, and then she no longer has the right to live there or get Mazonis. Whereas the Anshi Yerushalayim did not put that option in. It was her option to collect the Ksuba, but they couldn't force the payment of the Ksuba on her and then force her out of the house and force her to lose Mazonis. Okay, so Itmar, the Mor says that Rab Omer Halacha Kanshe Yehuda, so the Halacha is like Anshe Yehuda, which means the Yerushim have a right to pay out the Ksuba, whether against her will or not, and force her out. Shmuel Omer Halacha Kanshe Galil. So Shmuel says, however, the Halacha is like Anshe Galil, which wrote like Anshe Yerushalayim, that it was totally in the woman's hands. She had a right to collect the ksuba, but as long as she didn't ask for the ksuba, she had a right to get dira and mazonis. The Mor says that Babel, the whole parvadha, the areas around Babel, was no kirav. Nahardo, the whole parvadha, no kishmul. Which that makes sense. Kishmul was in Nahardo. So they would actually know different ways in regards to this halacha. Okay. Where it says, Ahi Bas Mechuza, there was a woman from Mechuza, the Habanosi Nesiba Lin Hadoa. So Mechuza was in Babel, in the Babel proper. And she was married to a person from the Hardoa. Also, the Kamei Rav Nachman, so this question came up whether they could force her to accept the Ksuba or not. Shemar, the Kolo, the Bas Mechuza, he picked up her accent that she was from Bas Mechuza. Amar Lahu, Bavel, the Chol Parvato, no Kirav. So she's from Babel, and they're not like Rav, that they can't, he said like Anshe Yehuda, that they could force her out. But she is married to a person from Nahardoa, who they were knowing that they can't force her out. If that's who she was married to, Nahardoa v'chol parvada no kishmul. So they're not like Shmuel. So we will go back to the man. I guess when the presentation she presented first, so she was asking not to be kicked out. I guess, and they were arguing. So he said, yeah, but the Pesach is like, since she's from Mechuzah, which is from Babel, the Lach is like Rav, like Anshe Yehuda, that they could force her out. So the people, I guess, advocating for her, argued that she's married to somebody from the Hardoa, that they don't have a right to kick her out. Mm-hmm. So the words of Ba'heichon Nahardoa, so how far does this the area of Nahardoa extend? So, we would like to believe they had perfect standard size items, measuring items. Apparently, the kav used in Hadoa was a little bit different than the kav used, the measure called the kav, which is used in Hadoa, was a different size than the one above it. So, as far as people were still using. That kav means they looked towards the Hardoa for their center of commerce, etc. and they were considered part of the Hardor. Okay. Itmar, Almona. So Rav Omer Shomen Mashal Leho. So when we're collecting Lixuva, so the clothing that she has is part of the payment of Lixuva. The husband provided the clothing, so it's part of the payment. The ksuba will include the clothing that she has. Shmuel Amar Ein Shomen Mashal Leho. So the more Amar Chia Bar Oven that v'chilufa, the opinions of Rabbi Shmuel are flipped around. Regards to belokit, if a person has a worker, which he's paying him skar, and he's living by the balabas. The balabas provides clothing for him. So, do we consider the clothing part of the payment? So there, the opinions will be flipped around. Rav says, over here says shaman mashaleha. There says ain shaman mashaleha. We don't consider the garment as part of the payment. And Shmuel says that we do. Rav Kanya Masni, Rav Kanya, however, says, V'chein belokit. Rav Kanya says, no, the same, not like Rav Kanya, but the same opinions of Rav and Shmuel by the Almana are also the same opinions regards to the lokit, regards to the worker. Umanach ba simana, and the way he remembers that is Yasma Valmartala Shlach Upuk. So both the Yosim and the Amana take off their clothing and send them away. That was the way he would remember that that we combined. Now the Yosim wasn't many times the person who would move in to be a worker was somebody who didn't have where to live, etc. So he was a yasim, but that's just like a simon. So remember that both of them, we have a right theoretically to take away the, before we send them away, we take away the clothing, which means we calculate the clothing into payments. Amar Nachman, Avagav the Tam Masisim Kibasid Shmuel Hilchos Kibasid Rav. Even though we have a mishnah which seems to support Shmuel that there's no din shuma on the begadim, but the Ma'aseh Loch is like Rav, but there is a din shuma on the begadim. What's this Mishnah, the Tnan? Echad Hamakdish Nechazab. Echad Hamarachis Atzmai. A person who's been Makdish all of his property, or a person who's been was Marachis Atzmai and they're coming to collect. Ein Loi, Loi Biksus Ishtoi, Loi Biksus Bonov. So the clothing of that he gave to the wife and to the children cannot be are not included in that which he's being makdish, or that which the hektish has a right to collect when he makes the erichin. Velav etzevah shetzavah lishmona. Not only the garments that they have, but if they went and made a dye, which was to use for the purpose of making the begadim, so they haven't even they just made the dye. They haven't even put it on the wool, which has been made into the garments. So that's also that's been designated for the purpose of the clothing. It's not you can't collect from it. Well, but sandalim chadashim shalokach lishmon, or even if he bought them shoes or sandals, which they haven't even used yet, but if he bought it for that purpose, so the there's no din hektish on it. There's no din of collecting to hektish from it. So we see that once he gave it to them, they're theirs. So how can you use it for payment for the ksuba? It's hers already. He gave it to her. So this mishnah would seem to indicate like Shmuel. So but Nachman says even so the loch is like Rav. Amar lei Rav le Rav Nachman. Chimi achar etnam nesis and kavasa the Shmuel. Amai hechos the kavasa the Rav. So why are you passing like Rav or saying that the loch is like Rav? When we see very clearly that the garments given to the wife and children belong to them, he can't be makdish them anymore, etc. So how can he then turn around and say he's going to collect the exuber from them? use them as payments for the ksuba. Okay. Okay. Amrle. It says l'chara k'shmol rehita. It seems to be that the flow of the Mishnah is like Shmuel. But kimayanta ba hilchazok kavasid the rab. But if you think about it, if you're ma'ayin in it, you'll realize that actually this Mishnah is supporting rab. My time. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is going like rab. Ki akna lo adai to lemekim kamei. Adai to the mishkal lemepik loy akna lo. Yes, he was marked to the wife that it should be hers, and therefore, but the reason why he gave it is because he wants his wife to look nice. He wants his children to look nice. So therefore, his goal over there was to make sure that she has what she needs to make him happy. But we don't have any indication of the Mishnah at all. The Mishnah is saying in regards to when he would divorce her or when he would die, that she should take the clothing with her. We have no indication for the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that he was mocked to her for that purpose. So as long as they're together, he definitely wants it to belong to her. He wants her to have it. So he wasn't mocked to her. Okay, so Grashi. Harvadha. So Krochem Asmuchimah, the cities near Babel or near Nardov, it's called the Parvata. So Machuz is me Parvade Babel. It's one of the cities surrounding the main area of Babel, or the main city of Babel. Now Machuz was right around there. So how do you tell how far it is? The sagi kav din hadav. Kolmogam shemoydin tavua b'midas kav din hadav. As far as people near hadav will continue to use the measure of a kav, which is used in the city of hadav, they're considered part of hadav. Shon mashalat kishemagun lo bezdin ksubasa. When bezdin is calculating, helping her collect the ksuba. So shaman begodeha bepirun ksuba. So the value of the garments that she's taking with her are part of the payment of the ksuba. But lakit, what's a lakit? It's a sakhir, it's a hired worker, shagar bebayis, base balabayis, that he lives by his employer. Balachalai balabayis begodim. Balabayis bought clothing for him. Kishayotzi memena, when the worker leaves, Sham oisim begadim bischare. So we calculate the begadim as part of the payment, the Shmuel. And but Rechi Bar Oven says, Barab Omer Ein Shaman. Rab says, no, that we don't calculate that as a payment. That was given to him separate to keep, and it's not part of the payment. But Rav Kana says, the Rav Shaman and the Shmuel, which is the opposite. So Rav would say, you do evaluate that as payment, and Shmuel says, you don't. Monach Barav, Simona Bim will say, and Rav gave a simon, he said, Yasva Bamalta, Shlachu Poik. The Yosim and Nomona have shape, big day, and would say, when they leave, take the clothing back, or, you know, which means he has the right to the clothing, so he'd use the clothing as payment. So over here, Yasma is the locket. Yasma is a way to be a simon for the worker. Mor says the Mishnah says like Shmuel, the Tamar Sisim behalf the Rochin. Mishnah in Mishnah says Rochin. Echad Amakdash Nechosav Echad Marachas Atzma. If I give for Bo, the Mishkanoi Alercha Kotzav Parsha. The Mishnah it's coming to collect or take a mashkin and make sure that he pays the Erech. The Gizmer loves Ksus Ishtar. The Gizmer has no right to go to the Ksus Ishtar. Not only that, but even the Tzeba, he was Tzeba Lishman, Begadim should Tzeba Lishem Ishtar, Lishem Bonov. Vabishalo Loshem, if he made them for the purpose for the children or the wife, even though they haven't worn it yet, so Adayan, still, the Gizmer has no rights to it. So Alma, Begadim Shalom, So you see that the clothing belongs to the woman while they're married already. So how could we say afterwards that it's a payment for the ksuba? Kishmul. So Rav Nachman said back, L'chara kishmul riyato. Pisa merutzis mashmos ha-mishnah. The pisa means living in the sudden. I mean, the first appearance, the flow of the Mishnah, is kishmul. But if you look into it, it's not a proof of Shmuel. So ha kamei kaima, the case over there is that they're married. Venu yotzim, but she's not leaving. So then you can prove that while she's there, he wants her to have the garment and he gave it to her. Therefore, he has no right to be makdish, etc. But die to the hachi makdala, she who shalal calls man she tachtav. So we can what we can prove is the Mishnah saying, as long as they're married, he clearly wants her to have it, and he was makdish her for that purpose at that point in time. But that continues after he's no longer married, that you can't prove.
These garments have been given to him.
What?
Who owns the garments?
Well, that's the Shiloh. That's what we're saying. Shmuel says that the simple reading of the Morris. Stop. Shmuel says, "Ain't shaman that we cannot calculate that as part of the payment of the ksuba because it means it's hers already. She got it already before, so we cannot use it now as payment for the ksuba. It's not the husband's." And Rav says, "We could. It's just the husband's item, which she's taking with her." Says, "Okay, good. $5 off of the ksuba. I just gave you a garment. $5. You know, you keep." So that's the Mora's argument. You see from the fact that, you know, that he can't be makdish it. That he can't be, or the gizmo has no right to use it for payment, even if you got things which haven't even been worn yet, that they're given to the wife and to the children, and that's it. The husband doesn't own it anymore, so it can't be used for payment.
Well, with the gizmo, one might think that, in a sense, it's meshubah to her, as long as they're married, not that she actually has ownership of it.
Although it would be hard to say that the din shibud on the begadim, which she hasn't worn yet, that he hasn't even given to her, he just made them.
The reason I'm thinking this is that it seems, unless I'm misunderstanding, that when you're machdish something or know there's something, no action has been taken in the item yet. But the status of the item has changed. And it's almost as if he's like designated these things for her. So
that
you have some kind of...
But Hekdesh is much more than Shibud. If you're marked as something, so that overrides the Shibud. So, even if you're Meshabbatah to her...
So going back earlier, with a woman's ketubah, if she's Meshabbatah to alone, and then Mahdish it, then the Lova is without...
If she's Meshabbatah to alone... Well, the Morse says Hekdesh comes to Shibud, Matzimadei Shibud. Yeah, it's a woman, but... Loiber is Machdash his property, so that's overrides the Sheba. Now, there is a... somewhere in Gittin. Could be that's only by Hektish, Kedush is a goof. You Machdash an animal, becomes a korban, that overrides Sheba. This would be Bedek HaBayis, you wouldn't have that then. So that doesn't apply over here. It doesn't apply over here. Right, only by Kedusha Zaguf. But I think the point of the Mora is saying that if he has ownership in it, that the Hekdesh would be Chal. And it's his item. Even if you have it's hard to say you have a Dini Shibud on it. He produced it, so we'll take it away, make something else for her. Okay, so then more. Kalsa the Bay Bar El Yoshev. Habakatovik Subosa Meyasmi. So this woman had married into the family into the family of Bay Bar Yoshev, Bar El Yoshev, and her husband died, and she's coming to collect her ksuba. So, Havakamam to Luhu Lebedina. So they were going to Bezdin. So Amri, so the Yisoimim were a little bit crafty. Omri, they said, Zilalon Milsa, deceasely, you know, your clothing is nearly not presentable for the honor of Bar Yoshev. Ozla Levishtinu Vichsitinu Lekule Mona. You need to put on your full, you know, all of your clothing. And they went and dressed it up very fancy. Lekule Mona. So they put up enough clothing that they put on her that was worth a full mona. Also came to Ravina. So they came to Ravina. Amar Luhu. She said. They said to the, you know, the woman. The woman came to collect. Hilchazukavasu the rab. The Amri, Amona Shaman Mashaleh. So they were a little bit. She got her payment and clothing. That's not what she wanted. So the children were a little bit crafty. Fine.
I'm not sure I understand. I mean, even if she had those, she wasn't wearing those begadim. I mean, she just owned them. The halacha would be the same, right?
It sounds like that. Is it dafka mashal leha? What?
So everyone would have agreed that she just doesn't have the rights to any of the clothing that's like in her room,
right?
But if she did take those clothing, then everyone would agree
that's payment.
That's payment,
right? So they took her most expensive gown and they put it on her, which she wasn't necessarily planning to take as payment. And by the time they finished dressing her up, they paid off the whole chayv. Okay. Lashon of ksus, of garment. So I'm not sure what the difference in lavush and ksus is, but the.
It's just re-emphasizing.
Right. Okay. Who the armor the Nadunya the brass. Okay, so the person said that these items are set aside to be for the Nadunya, for the daughter, the person before he died. So he set aside these items, he designated them that they should go for the daughter to be for her Nadunya. Okay, Zol Nadunya. Those items went down in value. So we assume that he had intents, let's say for argument's sake, at the time he said it, they were worth 200 zoos. So the father had intent that he wants his daughter to take items which are worth 200 zoos for herself to into her marriage when she gets married. Meanwhile, those items which he designated went down in value. So do we say that she has a right to get from the property of the Yesayimim the difference? It went down to 150, so she should take 50 zoos of items more as her nadunya when she gets married. Okay, I don't have the gersa, but that was the example. Okay, fine. So zol nadunya. So the more amalei ravida bar oven purna liyasmi. The gain is on the Yesayimim side. So whatever he designated, and that's it. So we don't have to fill in the difference, and she takes that value with her, whatever the value of the dunya is. That's what she takes. Let's just see Rashi. So we say we finish the Yomid. So this was a Savash Shemirah, which becomes, just by saying it, it's considered given to her. So they designated for her as the adornment for her to take into her marriage X amount of clothing. The benefit goes to the Yisamim. We don't say we have to calculate the value of the Nadunya at the time of when he made the Tzavah and make sure she has that full value of the Nadunya to take with her. We don't say that. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara, who the Amar Luhu? Arvei Zuzi Min Chamra Libras, that the 400 zuz worth of wine that goes to the girl to the for she should get that. Iyakir Chamra. So when he said it, let's say for argument's sake, for 400 zuz worth of wine was 40 barrels. So we say, okay, these 40 barrels now are designated for her. There's 10 zuz worth in each barrel. 40 barrels is 400 zuz. Okay, so Yakar Chamra, now the wine went up. So she claims that he designated 40 barrels. So now she owns them. Or they're mishubit to her. And even though they went up in value, she takes that benefit. No. The same argument as before. It's just a shibud, and they would give her less amount of barrels to reach the total value of 400 zuz. Kriyei the Rabbi Yochanan's relative, Hava Luhu Itas Abba. The Hava Kamafsada Mizani. She had I'm not sure what the relative had a father's wife. I guess it means she's now an almana. And she was using up a lot of food. She's eating a lot of food. But she wasn't almana yet. He just was, he was seeing, his potential Yerusha being consumed by his mother, his father's wife, not his mother, but his father's wife. Also, came to Birchanan. So we came to Birchanan. Do we have any eights on how we could address this? Amalu Izilu, go Vamrle Levuchan and tell your father the Yachalo Ara the Mazerno. Designate a piece of property as this property will be meshubit to cover the cost of her mazarnus. So I'm not sure what his issue was, is being consumed now, or he was worried about after the father dies, since he has a chi mazarnus to this woman, so she's going to eat him out of house and home. So I think that was more of the concerns. So he says, if you're miyachad a piece of property for that purpose, the father was not well, so do a sabash kamira, this is what's designated. If she accepts that, so that's what she has to get, and that's it. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Also, came to Rabbi Reish Lakish. So they came to Reish Lakish, Amar Luhu. This is a bad idea. Just by saying that this carcass for your mazonis doesn't mean that she doesn't have other rights to get mazonis. Otherwise, it means he has a chiyah mazonis. And in case it runs out, you have this carcass as a backup. So Amrlei, so they said to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with that point. He held it was a good idea. So Amar Luhu, Zilu Havu La, you have a chiyuv to give her mazonis, even when this karka is not available. It's a chiyuv mazonis independent of the karka. V'loi Mafikta Luhu, Rabbi Yochanan Meunaychu. I'll take Rabbi Yochanan out of your ear. So don't quote me Rabbi Yochanan, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. I also commanded Rabbi Yochanan, so we met Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Luhu, Ma Esa, Shekinet Yicholak Allah. He has a right to argue with me, that's what I meant. He has a right to argue and the passion otherwise. Amar Luhu, the Dedim Afar Shalei Minei Rabbi Yochanan, But I heard from Yechon, it depends how you say it. Omer limizarnus, riba lamizarnus. Omer bimizarnus, katz lamizarnus. So it depends how he says it. If he says this should be for, if he says this is in, or bi, this will be the designated item for the mizarnus. So that's it, there's nothing else. If he says this should be for mizarnus, it means it should be a backup. That amount of wine is meshubed. He didn't say actually give her that wine based on the value of the day which he's made his savo. He just said it's being meshubed for that purpose. So if the wine goes up, she's eating a lot. So he told the father, go tell the father, then Yachalob and Tavoshkim, where the father was ill. And before he dies, he should designate through Tavoshkim, with Be'edim, a piece of property for the Mizernis, would like to Kabbalah the help. Maybe she will accept that. The Philogabic Suba tonight, even regards to the Suba we learned, a Kaisim Kol Nachas of Lubanov. Person before he's dying designates his property to his children because of the Isha Karka culture who and gave it right for his, it wrote in Savash Kimirda that Karka, the Karka culture, she gets a specific small piece of Karka. So the Tanakhama says of the Ksuba. What he meant to say that'll be the payment, designated as a payment for the Ksuba, and it's done. She got her ksuba, even though that piece of property is less than the value of the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Amar, no. Im kibble all that. Abishal lekasabla. Even if he doesn't write it, as long as she agreed to it, she's basically accepted that as payment for the ksuba. Now, she didn't necessarily say that it's what the purpose is, but if he writes up this arrangement, so he's giving it Pateras and Matana, not Pateras the Yerusha. So, and he's giving her X amount. He's saying that this would be, and everything else belongs to the children, that she has no rights to it. So she accepts it. That's what's happened. She loses the right to collect more than that. So the same thing with Rebbe Mezonis. Lishachrina, Tablik, Mechalik, Nechasav, Api, Benosin, Shar, Nechasim, Lebonav. It goes under the concept of a person who's being mechalat nechasiv. He's designated his property, and he gave the other property by saying this is for the mezonos means everything else is not. So he gave everything else to his children. Bahavali mishabdi, and now they're getting it not just through Yerusha, but it's meshubah to the children. Any property which is meshubah, they don't have a right to collect from, even if the meshubadim is to the children. So without getting involved in the concept of the meshubah, they wrote it and saying savash kimira is the equivalent of a ksiva, because there was a savash kimira and there was edim. And it goes under that umbrella of that Mishnah over there, that if you wrote it up, that's what happens. We're saying even without that, just by designating the different properties to the different individuals, Bechayov, he creates a din of Meshubadim on them, which would preclude the Mazonis. So Rish Lakish said, no way, Kolshkein Shribil Mazonis, Im Omer Karka Zulu Mazonisayich, Ein Ze'ela Im, all it means is, Im Lo Yitnu Lich Mazonis, Miruvachim. If the children are not providing you with sufficient mezonos, or you know, an expansive amount of mezonos, elements from some of a very limited amount, tli karka zula dafa. So this karka is the backup to get the extra if you need. Dila shav de la mezonosel, rekol nechosav meshubarim lekach. It's ready meshubah to that. So what's he saying? This piece of property, all the property is meshubah for that purpose. So Yerachon said, "Shekinek the unenish ka'erki v'roy lach l'kalai." He's right to argue. So Rav Avos said, "Depends." If he says, "Bim mezonos That means b'chayv mezonos sheyesh lich olai. This is for the chayv. Mashmash zoy tehei piron lekach. This is the payment. If he says limazonis, it means it should be for. It should be just for mezonos that you. I want to make sure that you have mezonos. Let's just start the Mishnah. Hadonach nara. Alvish amru basula gaber masayim ba'mona mona. In Ratzel Hosef, Afilu Mei Amana, Yosef, there's a din of Tosefes Ksuba. And the Mor is going to say, obviously, you're allowed to add. And the Mor says, the Chiddush is, I would think maybe not, because that, you know, we have a council, we don't want to embarrass those who can't afford. So it's very nice that you write this beautiful Ksuba of millions and millions of dollars, and the next woman gets married in the hall, you know, she, you know, they say just 200 zoos, you know. It's embarrassing. No, so you're allowed to do. You're allowed to be moisiv. Something more. Something Mishnah. Nisamo and Niskarsha. Beimin Erson. Beimin Nesuin. Gevesakol. The Tosefes Ksuva takes effect from the time that he designates it, even before the Nesuin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I mean Nesuin. Gevesakol. And Erson. Besula. Geve. Masayim. Amana. Amana. He wrote a Tosefes in the Ksuba before, even already now, when she's only in Arusa. Shalakasabla Ella Amanas the Kainzi. He wrote it, but only because he was expected to take her, have the Suman and take her home. That's what he wants to Meshabbat himself for the Tosefes. Okay, that's the end of the first thought of the Mishnah. We can write up the following, that the man can write up a shtar of 200 zuz for the psula. Because service, he's kabbalat mimcha mona, and she'll write up a receipt that I already received the half, which she did not. I mean, basically, she's saying she's moichel, as the halacha equivalent of being moichel. Half of it is only mechayiv himself 100. So he has a chiyuv to write a shtar of 200. That's what chazar mechayiv him. But she can be mechal half. She can be mechal more than half, but she can be mechal half. Or lamana mana because he's gvalti mechal chamishim. We can do the same thing with lamana. That he's mechayiv to give her a ksuba of 100. She can document that she's being mechal half. Because I was about the one in Koch Hamishim Zuz. It should be Zuz. I have Zoo. What do you have?
Zuz.
Good. Okay. Mike McGamore just has the word Zoo. Remeir, but it should be Zuz. Remeir Armor, call a perchas, lapsula, mimasayim, lamana, mimana, raise ubilis nus. He cannot live with her under these circumstances, which he only owes her less than the Chiyav Ksuba. That's equivalent of there's an issue to live together. It's like the living together, not in the proper marriage. So the suggestion that you're saying is that it's not you can't do it. It would be also to live together. Okay, let's hold it here.